B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. This got so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good plus, here we go.
Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And we're really coordinating our colours today.
都穿红色的话, wearing red.
Super stylish. So, Elsie, do you like swimming in the ocean, in the sea?
Actually, I'm scared of swimming in
the
ocean.
Why?
I don't know, and I've never tried it before.
You've never been into the sea in any of the beaches around Taiwan?
I can only swim in the swimming pool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What about you?
I do like swimming in the sea. Uh-huh. I don't want to go too far out.
Right.
But if the sea is nice and warm, and for me, around England, all the sea is really, really cold.
Oh,
but around Taiwan,
did you try it?
Yeah.
Did you try the water?
But around Taiwan, it's quite nice.
Uh-huh.
So I like going in the water around Taiwan. But of course, you can't go out too far. There's lots of ropes
right.
to stop people anyway. Scared, why? Do you think there's animals or like it's going to pull you out?
Because when my feet cannot touch the ground, I got scared.
Okay, but do you get scared in a swimming pool if your feet don't touch the...
You got the point, yes.
Right,
I do get scared.
So it's about kind of going under the water.
Right.
Well, today we're going to find out about a guy who spent a lot of time in the sea.
Oh, really?
And when I say a lot, I mean a lot. Let's read through the article and find out about him.
Man crosses the Atlantic in a barrel.
Thousands of ships cross our oceans every day.But Jean-Jacques Savin is the first to do it without a sail or motor. The 72-year-old French sailor built a large barrel. He floated across the Atlantic Ocean in it. Savin left the African coast in December last year. On May 2nd, he arrived on a Caribbean island south of the U.S. He was at sea for 127 days. Savin brought food with him to eat.Sometimes he would also catch fish to eat when he swam outside the barrel. He loved being by himself for so long. He is also writing a book about his experience.
Word power!
Ocean. Ocean. The ship took several days to cross the big ocean.The ship took several days to cross the big ocean. Sail. Sail. The boat lost its sail, and Jonathan had to row it back to land. The boat lost its sail, and Jonathan had to row it back to land. Catch. 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 Caught.Caught. My cat caught a bird and brought it into the house. My cat caught a bird and brought it into the house. Experience. Experience. I'll never forget my experience of getting lost in Tokyo.I'll never forget my experience of getting lost in Tokyo.
认识字汇
Motor Barrel Float
So the article begins by saying, thousands of ships cross our oceans every day. To cross something means to go from one side of something to another, like crossing a road or crossing a bridge. You could also cross a country by going, for example, from Taiwan's east coast to its west coast. I think there's one or two roads that do that.
Mm-hmm. Cross 这个动词呢，它是横渡或是越过的意思，像刚Pat提到的 cross the street 或是 cross the road 就是过马路啦。但是我们以前也学过一个字叫做 across. So what about across? Across 这个字呢，它是当介词或是副词用的。那我们可以怎么样用在句子里面呢？ For example, the school is across from the MRT station, 代表学校在捷运站的对面。或者是呢，我们也可以用刚刚的 cross the street 把它改成 go across the street, 也是过马路的意思。Okay, so here we're talking about crossing an ocean.
That's right. We talked a bit about oceans in our introduction, so now let's explain the word in a bit more detail. Ocean, O-C-E-A-N, ocean is a noun, and it's the first of today's word power words. An ocean is a very large area of sea, or many seas all connected together. Earth has five. There's the Pacific between Asia and North and South America, and the Atlantic Ocean,between the Americas and Europe and Africa. There's also the Indian, Arctic, and Antarctic or Southern Ocean. Here's an example sentence. The ship took several days to cross the big ocean. The ship took several days to cross the big ocean.
Ocean 这个字就是海洋啦，不过在发音的时候要特别注意哦，它里面的 C 我们发作 sh 的声音，所以是 ocean。Ocean. 那例句说啊，这艘船呢花了数天的时间越过了这个大洋。那回到文章，我们刚刚说到的是，每天都有数千艘船越过我们的海洋。Thousands of ships.
Mm. And ships crossing the ocean is normal. Mm-hmm. Our article, however, is about something not normal at all. It continues, but Jean-Jacques Savan is the first to do it without a sail or motor.Here, we're using the first to mean the first person. We can kind of look at the sentence and guess what it means, like Neil Armstrong was the first to walk on the moon. We know from that sentence the first means the first person. He did it before anyone else.
所以这边讲到的就是叙述的用法。第一个我们用 the first, 那第二个 the second, 第三个The third. 那当然在最后一个的时候我们可以怎么样带出来呢我们可以用 the last.、
Hmm.
所以文章说到这个人啊 Savan?
I think Savan.
Savan,、
no、
他是第一个做什么的呢 What did he do?
Well, Jean-Jacques Savan, he crossed the ocean without a sail. To find out what that means, let's look at the noun sail, S-A-I-L, sail, as it's our next word power word.A sail is a large piece of material, usually a heavy cloth called canvas, that catches the wind and uses that to push a boat or a ship. Windmills also have sails. These days, boats have many other ways of getting power, but some boats use sails, and hundreds of years ago, sails were all that boats had. Here's an example. The boat lost its sail, and Jonathan had to row it back to land.The boat lost its sail, and Jonathan had to row it back to land.
Sail 这个名词呢是帆的意思，就是船上的帆。那有一个片语叫做 set sail, 它是启程的意思。那例句说到呢，这艘小船呢、啊、失去了它的帆，所以 Jonathan 他必须要将它划回岸上。So here, Savan didn't have a sail,、
mm-hmm.
and he also didn't use a motor.
That's right. A motor is an engine that turns fuel into movement. Motors could use electricity or burn gas, but the idea is it always moves something.
Motor 这个字呢，就是引擎、马达。那看到它，你应该会想到一个东西叫做 motorcycle。为什么叫 motorcycle？ 因为它是用引擎发动的。那文章说到呢，这个人呢、啊，他是第一个没有用帆、没有用引擎而横渡海洋的人。How did he manage to do that?
The article says the 72-year-old French sailor built a large barrel. A barrel is like a big container, usually made of wood or metal or plastic. They're round at the sides, flat on the top of the bottom, and they can float on water.
哦，所以 barrel 是桶子。那文章说到呢，这个72岁的法国水手建造了一个大型的桶子。Wow, he was 72 years old. Mm-hmm.
Yep, not a young guy.
Wow. So what did he do with the large barrel he built?
The article explains that he floated across the Atlantic Ocean in it. If something floats, it sits on top of the water and doesn't sink under, either because it's light or it holds enough air so it's lighter than the water and doesn't go down.
Float 这个动词呢是漂浮或是漂流，所以我们可以说 float on the water、在水上漂，或者是 float in the air、在空中漂。那这个人呢、竟然要用漂浮的方式横渡海洋。
Now, wow. Yeah, pretty impressive.、We're going to learn about Savan's journey. The article says Savan left the African coast in December last year.
Savan 呢在去年的12月离开非洲的海岸。
We see that on May the 2nd, he arrived on a Caribbean island south of the US.
Caribbean, 这个是加勒比海的。So where is this Caribbean island? It's south of the US.
Yep.
在美国的南边。What are some of the Caribbean islands?
Well, I've been to one called St. Lucia, and there's a kind of a whole set of islands on the eastern edge of the Caribbean Sea. So I think it was one of these. I did look it up. I think it might have been one called Martinique, maybe.
Oh, so you've gone to Pat, you've gone to that in the Caribbean Sea, on the east side. Okay.
Anyway, back to the article. It says he was at sea for 127 days. When we say someone or something is at sea, we mean it's on one of the seas or oceans, not stopping at land.
At sea, 这个片语代表在海上，在船上，不是在陆地上哦。所以127天呢， 127 days is a really long time. How did he live? What did he do?
We see from the article that Savan brought food with him to eat. I guess it would have to be dry food that lasts a long time, like granola bars and frozen stuff. I read online his barrel was big enough to have a tiny kitchen.
So it was like a little boat.
Yeah, kind of. He had other ways of getting food as well. The article says sometimes he would also catch fish.To eat when he swam outside the barrel. So the word catch, C-A-T-C-H, catch, is a verb, and it's our next word power word. Let's find out what it means. So in this case, to catch means to capture an animal or sometimes a person that's trying to escape. Many people catch fish, but you could also catch rabbits or other animals to eat.You might try to catch a stray dog or cat so it can be looked after. Police try to catch bad guys. Here's an example. My cat caught a bird and brought it into the house. My cat caught a bird and brought it into the house.
Catch 这个动词呢是抓捕，那它的三态要特别注意哦，它是不规则变化的，它是 catch, caught, caught。那例句说到啊，我的猫抓了一只鸟，并把它带到屋子里面。那回到文章呢，我们说到这个人啊，他有的时候会游到桶子的外面抓鱼吃。I don't think I would go crazy living like this guy.
Me too. But in fact, the article says he loved being by himself for so long.By myself, by himself, by herself, just means with no other people.
没错，因为 by oneself 它是独自的意思。那 oneself 这边我们要放的就是反身代名词，像刚 Pat 提到的 himself, myself, herself, 这些都是反身代名词。那我们还可以把它等于一个片语叫做 on one's own, 所以这边的 by himself 也可以把它改成 on his own。那文章说到啊，他喜欢独自生活好一段时间。But is he doing anything in the barrel or just lying there?
Who knows? But he made it, and the article finishes by saying he is also writing a book about his experience. So I guess We can read it to find out what he did every day and how he lived. But before we talk more about that kind of thing, let's look at the word experience. It's spelled E-X-P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E, experience. And here, the word is being used as a noun. It's our final word power word, so let's learn what it means. An experience is something that happens to you. It's something you remember and maybe something you learn from or that changes you in some way. It's the sort of thing you tell stories about after it happens. So you could say, I had a scary experience when I was hiking. I got really close to a snake. Okay, so you could have happy, sad, crazy experiences. Here's another sentence with an example. I'll never forget my experience of getting lost in Tokyo. I'll never forget my experience of getting lost in Tokyo.
Experience 在文章中呢当名词用，代表经历。那发音上要特别注意哦，这边的 p 我们念作 but 的声音 experience。那例句说啊，我永远不会忘记我在东京迷路的经验。另外呢 ，experience 也可以当作动词用哦，代表亲身体验的意思。So when you come to Taiwan, you should experience night markets and hot springs.
Yes.
到台湾来的时候要体验夜市和温泉。那文章最后说到，他也有在写书内。内容呢是关于他的经历。And that's the end of our article. So let's go to our magic box first, and we'll be back for our review game.
Magic box, 找亮点。
嗨，大家好，我是艾琳。话说啊，那天我朋友要来我家玩，结果呢，他到附近之后就迷路了，找不到我家，他就打电话给我说。你家在哪？我就说 I live just across from the Carrefour. Just cross the street and you'll see it. 哎呦，没错啦，怎么一直听到我 cross 来 cross 去的嘞？连我朋友都快听不懂了，唠什么英文呐？好，没关系，我赶快来教教同学们，让你们也能唠一下。想必同学们都有学过 cross 跟 across 都是有横跨、横越或是穿过的意思。最常听到的就是 Be careful of cars when you cross the road. 小心过马路的时候要注意左右来车啊。或是像我上次参加铁人三项的时候 I swam across the Salmon Lake in just an hour. 我勇渡日月滩只花了一小时。没错，同学们，你们发现 cross 跟 across 的差别了吗？ Cross 是直接当动词用，而 cross 则是可以当副词或是介系词来用哦。所以我刚刚举的例子 Be careful of cars when you cross the road 里的 cross 就是一个动词，当你穿过马路的时候。而 I swam across the Salmon Lake in just an hour 这里的 across 则是当介系词用哦，就是我游泳穿过日月潭的意思。Across 当介系词使用时，后面是会马上接续着名词来使用，同学们要记住哦。那 across 要怎么当副词使用呢？我可以把句子改写为 I swam across to the other side of the lake in just an hour. 我游泳到对岸只花了一小时。Across 后方不直接接名词，就是先接 to 再接地点，会是副词的使用方法咯。而我最一开始跟我朋友说的 I live just across from the Carrefour Just cross the street and then you'll see it 里的 I live just across from the Carrefour 这里的 across from 则是当介系词用有在什么什么对面的意思这种方位介系词还有其他是同学们比较熟悉的像是 next to 在什么什么旁边或是 in front of 在什么什么前面 across from 当介系词来用就是和他们一样的用法咯所以就是我就住在家乐福对面这里啦好 just cross the street and then you'll see it 里呢这句话同学们现在应该就懂了吧Cross 当动词用，所以你只要 cross the street 就会看到我啦，这里啊。再找不到的话，我也没办法了，赶快好好去反省检讨，背背这两个字的差别，应该就会找到咯。最后我要考考同学们，看你找不找得到我家？不是啦，好，我是要问同学们，要穿越过这个花园的唯一方法， 只有走过去的英文要怎么说呢？
The answer is, the only way to cross the garden is to walk across it.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so that was our article. Uh-huh. A very interesting experience that this guy, Jean-Jacques Savan, had. But what can we remember about his article? Did we pay attention as we were teaching it? Let's find out. So, I've got some questions. We'll take turns asking them and answering. Question one for you, Elsie.
Okay.
Where is Jean-Jacques Savan from?
他从哪里来的？Is he a French?
He is French.
So he's from France.
That is correct.
Oh, 法国来的。
Yes. Okay, your turn.
Which ocean did Savant cross?
Okay, ocean. So it's a big sea. Now, I remember he started in Africa and ended in the Caribbean. So that means he crossed the Atlantic Ocean.
大西洋。
Right.
Good job, Pat.
Okay, but now this is the one that probably this is an easy one because it's
really
something everyone can remember from the story.
Mm-hmm.
How many days was he at sea?
几天啊，同学们，你们有记得吗？I don't think they remember.
You should always look out for important numbers because if there's a test on an article, numbers are a big part of that.
127 天.
Yes.
127 days.
Great. Your turn? Well, hang on.
Where did Savant start?
Oh, I remember that.
You just said it.
I said Africa.
Right.
We know that. Have another one.
What did his barrel have?
Oh, now we did talk about what was inside his barrel, and we said he had a kitchen.
有厨房.
So he could cook his food and the fish.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what didn't his barrel have? He crossed the ocean, but he didn't use two things.
He didn't use a sail.
Yes.
He didn't use...A motor.
That's right. He just floated.
Float.
Okay, that is all the time we have for now. Thank you for watching, everybody. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
Let's talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Man crosses the Atlantic in a barrel.
Thousands of ships cross our oceans every day. But Jean-Jacques Savin is the first to do it without a sail or motor.The 72-year-old French sailor built a large barrel. He floated across the Atlantic Ocean in it. Savin left the African coast in December last year. On May 2nd, he arrived on a Caribbean island south of the U.S. He was at sea for 127 days. Savin brought food with him to eat. Sometimes he would also catch fish to eat when he swam outside the barrel.He loved being by himself for so long. He is also writing a book about his experience.
Word power!
Ocean. Ocean. The ship took several days to cross the big ocean. The ship took several days to cross the big ocean.Sail, sail. The boat lost its sail, and Jonathan had to row it back to land. The boat lost its sail, and Jonathan had to row it back to land. Catch, 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 caught, caught. My cat caught a bird.And brought it into the house. My cat caught a bird and brought it into the house. Experience. Experience. I'll never forget my experience of getting lost in Tokyo. I'll never forget my experience of getting lost in Tokyo.
Motor, barrel, float.